Our readings this weekend all speak to us about knowing God and doing our best to follow His commandments and live our life in such a way that our faith always determines our actions. As people, we tend to have a rebellious spirit. We don't like to be told what to do. This extends to our faith in God. Many times, we know what is asked of us by faith, but we don't want to do it. We are able to make plenty of excuses as to why we don't want to follow the Lord. We might even be able to convince ourselves that even when God's commandments say one thing, we can wiggle around them enough to convince ourselves that we're doing the right thing, even when we're doing the wrong thing. Our motives are often pretty messy. But our readings today, especially the psalm, tell us that we are blessed when we fear the Lord. That phrase will cause some of us to flinch. We don't want to associate fear with God because it rubs against our desire to see God as all-loving. But fear is involved in love. When we love someone, we're concerned with what they think of us. We give them power over our life in some way because we value their opinion. We are not talking about abuse here, but instead about fear of messing up or upsetting someone. Husbands and wives, parents and kids, friends and involve a healthy and necessary level of fear because we don't want to disappoint them. We don't want to upset them or hurt them. Healthy fear causes us to think of the person. Healthy fear causes us to act more calmly than we would if we were unrestrained. Fear can help us to love because it shows our concern for another person. This is the kind of fear that is due the Lord. We should be afraid of upsetting God. We should be fearful of disappointing the Lord. This fear can motivate us to do the right thing even when it's hard. It can give us strength to do the right thing, even when it causes us pain or hurt other relationships. Our society today sees fear as a bad thing, but it's not. Fear causes us to think more deeply and reveals what we care about most. The gospel today has a bad example of fear. The lazy servant did not do anything with the talent he was given because he knew something would be expected of him. His fear caused him to take no action. He knew that the Lord would expect something of him. Unfortunately for him, his fear crippled him so that he didn't do anything. He forgot that the whole reason that the Lord gave him talents in the first place was to do something with them. The story is a reminder to us that our fear of the Lord should motivate us, not cripple us. Our fear of God should drive us to do the works that He has called us to in this life so that we can be welcomed into heaven. Just like we fear disappointing those we love, we should fear disappointing God. And just like our fear of disappointing our loved ones drives us to do things we wouldn't do for anyone else in the world, our fear of God should drive us to do things for Him that we would not do for anyone else. Fearing the Lord means loving the Lord above all else and understanding that He is our God and our Creator. It means understanding that He has the power of life and death and understanding that He holds the keys to eternal life. Fearing Him is wise, but it also shows us that we love Him.